Letter to my younger self. Journal entry from May 14th, 1994. I got confirmed today. Fantastic. I got 2 chains, 1 watch, and $50. It wasn't bad. I also feel mad. I hate being mad when I don't know why. I haven't been this pissed for quite some time. Thrilling. I'll figure it out. Yep. This is going to be one hell of a bad week if I don't watch it. See ya. My dearest little wonky, we need to have a small conversation about a few things in this entry, one of which is at the end of every entry in this entire diary. Who exactly are you saying see ya to? And, much more importantly, why? The choice to end each entry with see ya, followed by your full signature, seems odd. Were you practicing your autograph for all those future requests from others who would obviously be collecting them from amazing people? Or did you want to make sure that, should any of these entries be discovered by others, they would know for sure it was you that wrote them? That is a strange choice for someone who basically wrote in code for fear others would see it. Plausible deniability takes a hit, dear, when you've signed your name to it. But let's focus on the C-ya, because I've come around to the idea that you were actually a genius for this. You were texting with your diary before texting was even a thing. I'm excited to keep reading. If you drop a WTF or an LOL in the next few entries, I will begin to promote the idea that you actually created the internet. The credit I'm willing to give you stops at the line of debating which is worse, though, the idea that you shortened SEE or the idea that you shortened YOU. Those are 3-letter words, little wonky, and the need to shorten them is definitely called into question since you were 14 years old and had a lot of time to use the missing letters. I appreciate knowing that even then, you were cataloging what gifts you received for believing in God. Never really bought into that idea that Christ's love was enough of a gift, huh? If I hadn't been you, I would imagine this middle school white girl from Iowa with multiple gold chains strung around her neck. I was fully prepared to make a joke about being the original 2 chains before looking that rapper up on Wiki. Did you know he originally went by Titty Boy and Drench God? No. Are you glad you now know that information? Again, no. I'm very proud to say that 27 years later, you still do that one feeling word followed by period thing. A therapist might say that you struggle with addressing your emotions honestly by constantly mocking them. What I know, though, is that even if you had seen a therapist then, and that therapist had pointed that out to you, you probably would have just written them all in capital letters instead. I got confirmed today. Fantastic! Prove that you can actually mock those feelings words even harder if you wanted to. That'll show them. I don't know why you were mad either. If I had to guess, I'd probably go with the idea that you were a closeted homo and felt like you could never be your true self and that all you got for your efforts to fit in was 2 chains, 1 watch, and $50. I could be wrong. We'll find out later, I guess. See ya, Wonky Penguin.